everybody. I'm Cody.
And I'm Billy.
And this is the Film Feed News.
So this is our entertainment news show. We have another show where we review, like, in particular movies, although we're going to get, like, a mini review today because movie news and shit. So I guess I'm just going to come out the gates.
Okay.
I got to watch Doctor Strange last night, and I really liked it. I'm going to give a spoiler-free review here, so I'm not going to ruin fucking Doctor Strange's shenanigans for you, but there's some things I've got to say about this movie.
Yeah, I was caught up watching BlizzCon and for some reason thought Doctor Strange came out next weekend, so I didn't go see it.
Now, going into this movie, I don't know as much about Doctor Strange as other people do. I do enjoy him as a character, like whenever I read like Civil War or World War Hulk or any comic that I've been reading. I always enjoy when Doctor Strange shows up and he just kind of brings a different element to things. Like, did you read World War Hulk?
Or yeah. No?
So, anybody who's read World War Hulk, that was like my introduction to who Doctor Strange is as a character. And if you remember when he pops up, it's one of the most badass things that happens in World War Hulk, minus when Ghost Rider shows up. That was just one of the most epic things ever. But Doctor Strange's way of fighting the Hulk in that series was he transcends into a demon form. And then he's just like, let's see if a demon can beat up the Hulk. Which, short story, no, a demon cannot beat up the Hulk. It was still really awesome, and I enjoyed it. So,
the demon can give the Hulk a decent fight for 2 pages, and then
He just gets fucking ended. But, so I was a little worried going into Doctor Strange. I like what I've seen in the trailers and everything, but as anybody who listens to the show knows, my least favorite things in the Marvel Universe so far are the Thor movies. It's not even that I just don't like them. I just feel like next to everything else, I feel like they're inferior. I know you disagree, and that's fine. And knowing that Thor is the only like sense of magic we've had, like true magic, like we have like the mutations, which we can't say that. But Scarlet Witch is supposed to be, like, a mutant and shit like that.
Yeah.
But Thor's the closest, like, magic type thing we've had. So going to Doctor Strange, I'm a little worried because I'm just like, is this just going to be, like, more of the Thor shit where everyone else is just going to fucking love it and it's just not for me? And that's not the case.
Well, that's good.
At all. In fact, Doctor Strange, for me, I'm not going to say it's one of my favorite Marvel movies because I always want to say that. Because I'm just predisposed to like Marvel. I'm a Marvel fanboy, and I understand and accept that. However, Benedict Cumberbatch tears it up.
Yeah.
He pretty much plays Doctor Strange as Dr. House with superpowers.
That's kind of the feel I got from the trailer.
Now, I will say, I don't know if they like reshot some things since the trailer, but his voice sounds less like Dr. House throughout the movie. Like, every once in a while, he, like, channels that exact same, like, I am Batman voice.
Yeah.
Like,
it's weird because, like, that's a thing that a lot of British actors kind of do.
We already talked about this on the podcast.
Did we?
Remember, the Captain America episode we did was titled A Nation of Batman. And because we spent so much time, because we covered the first Doctor Strange trailer.
Okay.
The way they handle the magic was really cool.
Yeah.
And it's very true to the comics, like people summoning weapons, people with like weapons that have enchantments on them, and they did a good job, like a good fundamentals of explaining the mystical side of the Marvel Universe. Like, they talk about the mirror dimension, and they talk about nefarious beings from other dimensions and things like that. But it's still an origin story. Introducing the magic the way they did made it unique enough where it wasn't like, oh, it's another Marvel origin story. It's very unique and very different.
Yeah.
The fight scenes, because of the magic, are really, like, bizarrely psychedelic, and it's more than just, like, the Inception-y things they show you in the trailers.
Yeah.
Like, there's one scene in particular, which this isn't a spoiler by any stretch of the imagination, it's just, like, a weird visual thing they do where he's, like, transcending to this other dimension because of something that happens to him, and he looks at his hand and his fingers start to stretch, and then the tips of all of his fingers turn into tiny hands, but then the fingers from those hands start to stretch, and the tips of all those turn into tiny hands, and they're just like hands like swarming in his body and shit. And it's like they took the formula of a Marvel origin story and just like drop some LSD in it, and they're like, let's do this. It's pretty fantastic.
So I have repeatedly called Speed Racer just acid trip the movie. Does this knock Speed Racer off of that?
Well, see, that's hard to say because Speed Racer is like acid trip the movie, the entire movie, because the whole background CG and like when you look at the sky, it's just like the prettiest shade of blue that the sky could never actually be and shit like that. And it's like that the whole movie. Whereas Doctor Strange has times where it's far more grounded than Speed Racer.
Okay.
However, it still has times where they're just fighting an Inception world, and like I said, he just gets swarmed with hands and fucking is astro projecting through like the fucking universe. And times like that, it's just like way more acid trip the movie. So I'd say on average it's about the same level, but it's just like way more intense in moments, and then just like not at all at other moments.
Okay.
The only real problems I have with Doctor Strange, because I can't just talk about the good to it. I have to talk about specific problems. And once again, I wholeheartedly recommend it. I would give it like a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Maybe even a 4.5. I really enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed Cumberbatch. But I'm going to talk about three things that I did not like about the movie right now.
Okay.
And two of them are just hallmarks of where Marvel always fails. And so I didn't expect any better than what I got from these problems. Can you guess the first one? It's just what Marvel constantly does wrong.
No.
The villain.
Oh, yeah.
So, the villain is up there with the Dark Elves for just like the most forgettable villains in the Marvel universe. He's up there with fucking Ronan the Destroyer from Guardians of the Galaxy and the Dark Elves and fucking.
So no Dormammu.
I'm not.
Like, he's not the villain of this
movie. He's not the villain of this movie.
Okay.
He is not the villain of this movie.
Because I remember there were some rumors that he was going to be or something, so.
The villain in this movie is someone who trained under the Ancient One, which, once again, I'm not as good with Doctor Strange as I could be, because...
Oh, is it the weird guy from the trailer with, like, the dark eyes and stuff? Okay.
So it's somebody who trained under the Ancient One and decided that the way she was doing things was wrong, and he goes on, like, his own crusade to change the world.
I kind of saw that's where that was going.
Yeah. I mean, and he's a good actor. He did a good job, but
they just gave him a not so great role.
Yeah. I mean, it was like Marvel has never really done well with their villains since they've started making movies. Yeah. The only villains that were like great villains from the Marvel movies are Loki, Ultron, and Baron Zemo.
Yeah.
Red Skull, even though, once again, awesome villain, he wasn't there enough.
They didn't use Red Skull enough. Otherwise, he would be the best one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Red Skull's just an awesome
fucking Hugo villain. Weaving just be like, no! Everything over the top all the time!
Yeah. But, so that's one problem, is the villain just... It's forgettable. Walking out of the movie, I just didn't care about the villain. I hardly had a second thought about the villain. I cared a lot about Doctor Strange. I cared a lot about Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange, because I'm just like... You know, this is a character who is going to be a tentpole character for this universe moving forward. There's just no way around it.
Part of me wonders if maybe this is all intentional. Like, maybe Marvel is, like, intentionally making their individual movie villains less threatening and less interesting so that when they hit the floor with Thanos, he seems that much more imposing because he's so much more badass than the other villains.
I mean, maybe.
Because, I mean, we know it's coming.
Yeah.
Literally every movie has been leading up to it.
Yeah.
So I wonder if maybe that was, like, some sort of weird subconscious decision on their part. Like, let's make him look even bigger by, so
you think, like, they're afraid of, like,
the rest of the villains.
You think they're afraid of having, like, a Dark Knight trilogy problem where they introduce the Joker in movie 2 and
he's just way better than everything else in the franchise.
Yeah, when they try to come in with Bane, even though Bane was cool, it's just like, yeah, but he's not the Joker, and Talia al Ghul was just kind of the worst revenge plan ever.
Right.
So, like, Anyway.
So maybe.
I don't know. Or rather, the most convoluted revenge plan ever.
Yeah.
Just like, well, I'm pretty wealthy. I could just go and buy a nuclear bomb and set it the fuck off. But instead, I'm going to literally just pour, I don't even know how much money, into making this energy device that could be altered by one specific scientist into a bomb and then sleep with Batman.
I mean, if you think about it, that does sound like a Batman plot.
Yeah, I know, but... But, still, like, at like that point, are you really trying to get revenge? That's my question.
Maybe she wanted to give him crabs.
Maybe.
She's like, I got those special sand crabs.
So, going into, or back to Doctor Strange. The next problem I had, which is something else that Marvel tends to do, but this movie, it seemed to hurt the movie more than it has in other instances, and that is them sacrificing a legitimately, like, good moment, or, like, even tense moment
for a joke. Yeah.
And there's a few times where, like, I almost felt like it was worth it. Like, Tony Stink, the first time I laughed, and the second time, like, you know, you really had, like, a good moment here with War Machine and fucking Iron Man, and then you just kind of flipped it back on its back with, like, Tony Stink, because, like, that took away from that moment, ultimately.
I don't know, that still makes me laugh a little bit.
Now, for Doctor Strange, there's, like, moments where, like, they are having a really serious moment, and then the cape will do something silly, or something like that. It makes sense, like,
the cape itself. Is the cape sentient?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
It's one of the enchanted magic relics, and the whole idea is, like, the relic, almost like Harry Potteress is, like, instead of the wand choose the wizard, it's like, the random wizard artifact will choose you, and the cape chose him, It's, like, the cape of levitation. That's how he's able to do, like...
Is that true to the comics? Like, was that a
thing? I don't know if as much about Doctor Strange. Having said that, knowing the Marvel Universe the way I do... Like, knowing the MCU,
yeah.
If they just decided to make that cape, like, something that it just wasn't at all in any way, shape, or form in the comics, I would have heard about it by now. From people just being like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Which,
I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, once you get into, like, the magic side of the Marvel Universe, shit gets weird like that.
Just like with the cosmic side. Once you start getting into the cosmic Marvel Universe and the mystic Marvel Universe, suddenly it's just like, I should just not try to make sense out of it sometimes. Eventually it'll come around to making sense, I hope. But,
at the end of the day, some plot will be resolved.
But, like... It works really well. Like, there's a scene where he's fighting somebody and he's trying to get a weapon, and the cape just keeps, like, dragging him to something else, and he just doesn't understand. And so it's just like him and the cape trying to go alternate directions. And it's almost like that trope of, like, running in place because you're scared, but it's because, like, the cape's pulling him backwards. And that was cool, but there were other moments where, like, something serious happened and the cape was just like, you're hurt here, and, like, flicking it at his face, and he's, like, swatting it away. And I'm just like, that just kind of pulls away. And I think it was harder for me to accept that in this movie because it was more, like, slapsticky jokes because it was, like, the sentient-type cape. But that was my other problem. My final problem with this movie, which I'm going to get shit for. I know I'm going to get shit for it, but I have to say something about it. And it's fucking Tilda Swinton as the Ancient One. And it's not because that she's not Asian, because they're not trying to make her Asian.
Yeah.
They're not trying to do that. They even say in the movie, like, she's Celtic.
Yeah.
My problem is that, to me personally, Tilda Swinton already... There's something about her that looks strange to me. I don't know what it is. But once they shave her head and she's walking around bald throughout this movie, she seems very alien in nature. And I know that makes me sound like a horrible person, but it will, like, it just, she felt out of place in the movie. She felt like she did not belong there as the Ancient One. And she's a badass character. Like, the Ancient One shows up and wrecks some shit. And every time it happens, it's like, that's badass. But the second she's just, like, talking to people, I'm just... It just seems out of place and weird.
Yeah.
And I can't put my finger on it, what exactly it is.
It's something about her face structure, but it's... that is risky of you, because Tilda Swinton has like a hardcore following.
No, and she like, is a great actress.
All of them are just going to be like, fuck this podcast now.
She is a great actress. Like, I'll give her that hands down. Like, she is a fucking master of her craft. I'm just not sure that she belonged in that role.
Yeah.
It just, it's...
I don't know, I think it was a good choice. I think giving her that weird, bizarre kind of look, and surprisingly just shaving her head had that much of an effect. I think that works for, like, the mystic side of things, because I feel like if you have too much normal, the abnormal becomes harder to understand and harder to, like, cope with. So, like, having that tie of, like, this is the bizarre thing that's just always here and the normal thing, I feel like works a little bit in their favor.
But regardless, I love Doctor Strange. I will buy Doctor Strange on Blu-ray, and I'll probably have a party that day because the action sequences were awesome. Cumberbatch was awesome. Everybody was on top of their game. Even though I didn't like Tilda Swinton in that role, she still did an awesome job.
Yeah.
It's just I didn't feel like she fit. Which is, once again, Marvel needs to get their shit together with their villains. It's a rough thing. But I think that's the most I can do talking about this movie without spoiling it, because there's a lot of things I want to say, but I know you haven't seen the movie. So let's bring out some of your movie news.
Well, coming right off of that, of course, we just heard Billy's review of Doctor Strange, but really, there's only one review that matters.
Okay.
And I'm stealing that straight from a headline from another news site, but Jaden Smith.
Now, anybody who's followed our show from the beginning, you might know that the first time we just had an episode fall the fuck apart was episode 2. I'm trying to remember what movie. We were reviewing the movie Badass with Danny Trejo. And because we decided that we were going to talk about some movie news, or maybe just something reminded me of it. I don't remember what it is.
I don't remember how we got
on. Somehow we got on the topic of Jaden Smith, and it just train wrecked the rest of that episode. The whole episode was us talking about Jada Smith and Willow Smith and how they fucking were in cults and setting up triangles.
Sniffing books. Taking pictures with terrorists and shit.
All kinds of... it just turned into the Jaden Willow Smith podcast, and we had a lot of fun recording. So this is not alien territory for us to talk about Jaden Smith, and I'm assuming something really weird he did. Now, Cody told me that he was going to talk about this news article that was Jaden Smith's review, but I don't know what he said. So this is all, like, new to me.
So Jaden Smith is not new to being bizarre in reactions to anything.
Well, he's always been a bit of an attention whore, honestly. Yeah. Like, going to somebody's wedding in a fucking Iron Man suit.
He went to Kim and Kanye's wedding in an all-white Batman suit, and it looks ridiculous.
I'm sure. No, he went to a date dressed as Iron Man, and then the wedding was Batman.
Yeah. And I think it was just Iron Man pajamas.
No, I think it was like a mask and everything. Like,
he did something with pajamas. Either way, the kid's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I mean, kudos to him for just being himself, but maybe every now and then he should dial himself back a few notches.
Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with
that. It doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon.
Yeah.
Because Jaden Smith went to see Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I bet that shit fucking altered his perspective in some way, shape, or form.
Now, it's funny that Jaden Smith is becoming such a Marvel fan, given that his dad is now part of the DC universe, playing Deadshot and Suicide Squad. But he's apparently a fan. And after watching the movie, he put out a tweet, because that's what he does. And he says, "Just watch Doctor Strange. I'm completely blown away. And I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to those practices.
God damn it.
Thank you."
So, alright, I have a question. Is Jaden Smith aware that he did not watch a documentary last night?
That's almost the first tweet that he got. The first tweet was from... "You know all that magic stuff in the movie wasn't actually real, right?" Jaden Smith is apparently convinced that he is going to dedicate his life to learning magic.
No, but see, it makes sense, though. Listen. Once Jaden Smith becomes the Sorcerer Supreme, he can further enchant his triangles and defend the world.
He can put action aliens.
Yeah. I want to see, like, Jaden Smith's next single drop, and the whole time he's just, like, trying to do hand signals and nothing happens. He just gets, like, frustrated and just, like, the sad Snoopy walk. The
The sad thing is like, a lot of people that are jumping on him about this tweet are not yelling at him about the magic. A lot of people are yelling at him for supporting a movie that whitewashed the Ancient One, despite everything that the studio and the director and the cast have been like, nah, that's not what we're doing. This is a different character.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But literally, you'd think the first thing people would be is, no, the magic's not real.
Yeah.
This was not a biopic.
Yeah.
you're not going to go out and magic. Maybe he does. Maybe Jaden Smith finds magic in the real world somehow. If anybody could do it, why not?
And here's the thing. We have all these shitty reality TV shows with, like, the Kardashians and fucking... They did the Osbournes, which, I mean, I will admit is way more entertaining than the Kardashians could be. And then, like, they did a Snoop Dogg show. I think they should do one at Will Smith's house. Because I think that will fucking... I think it would just blow the ratings away. Because, like, we're going to have Willow Smith doing whatever the fuck it is that she's doing anymore. Trying to make what she seems to think is music. We'll have Will Smith doing whatever it is Will Smith will do. And then we'll just have this, like, B storyline of Jaden just, like, waving his arms around and, like, surfing on his bed and fucking whatever the fuck it is. Like, because Jaden Smith is always just doing some weird shit. And I think if we had, like, a camera crew at his house, it would just encourage him to do weirder shit more often. And that's what we need. No longer will we have to wait for the headlines. Make that shit live. Just put a fucking live camera feed in their goddamn house. Like, they all sign off on it because they're like, fucking money and shit. Where whenever I'm bored, I can just sit on my computer like, what are the Smiths up to? They're not here. That's fine. I'll check in later. But next time I was like, oh shit. Fucking right now, Jaden Smith is trying to do a magic show in front of his whole family, and they seem really supportive, but nothing's happening.
He's got the fucking curtains draped around his neck like a cape, but he didn't take them off the curtain rod first. So he's just got his thing set up in front of the window, and he's doing those little rock sculptures.
Yeah. But I mean, for real though, like, Jaden Smith is the fucking Sorcerer Supreme. Let's make that into a movie. It would be like Super, but the non-mystical version of Super.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's good stuff.
All right, so moving on to more traditional movie news. We talked briefly before about Jumanji being a thing. There's being a sequel to Jumanji starring The Rock, Jack Black, and...
Kevin Hart.
And they had slated it for summer release next year.
Yeah.
That has apparently been moved back.
Because they're afraid of all the Marvel shit.
Well, you say that, but I don't think that's entirely the case because of something that we'll get to in a moment. Dwayne Johnson actually put out a tweet about it, and he said, we were always slated to be released in summer of 2017, but after months of shooting and editing our movie together, we realized that we have a big family franchise on our hands that's full of Christmas wish fulfillment, fun, and heart. So they decided, let's release it in December.
With Star Wars.
A week after Episode 8. Good night, Jumanji. It was nice knowing.
Yeah. I
was actually kind of interested in seeing this, and if it had come out in the summertime, I probably still wouldn't have seen it. I would have forgone it for a Marvel movie, I'm sure. But I probably would have tried to watch it like in one of the later weeks.
Well, but here's
coming
the thing,
out in December, I feel like that's just going to get so glossed over. Like, everybody's going to forget it even came out.
Yeah.
Because if we look back to last December when Episode 7 came out, like, up until fucking March, nobody talked about any other movie.
Pretty much. Now, I will say, I think the release of Episode 8 is going to be different.
Yeah.
We're not going to be as starved for Star Wars when it comes out. Because, I mean, when you think about it, we're getting a Star Wars movie this year. We're getting one next year. We're going to get one the year after that and the year after that. We know we're getting Star Wars movies indefinitely until they stop making money.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. That's something I need in my life.
Yeah.
So I am totally cool with that. And Jumanji might fare better. I'm glad they didn't go for the week before Episode 8. Because they'd get like one good week and then nothing.
Yeah.
They will get nothing after that. The week after,
they,
maybe,
I mean,
word
they,
of mouth will pick it up some.
But. Yeah, they have the one-shot chance of everybody that went to see Star Wars week one will still come back to watch it the week after because they've already seen Star Wars, banking on the fact that they're not going to watch it 8 times.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's
many
all
people
Star
did
Wars
for,
a few times,
yeah,
in theaters. I'm not gonna lie or try to sugarcoat that. I watched that a lot in theaters. I really dug it. You know, I'm pretty excited to see this because I recently watched Central Intelligence, which was the latest Rock / Kevin Hart movie.
Yeah.
And I know they're not going to do the same thing. I'm hoping they make a sequel to Central Intelligence because I thought it was fantastic.
It's bizarre that that's become like the buddy duo of Hollywood right now is The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I mean, they work really well together, but honestly, the reason that I enjoyed Central Intelligence as much as I did was The Rock in particular. Like, Kevin Hart was honestly, like, and they were both, like, comedic characters, but he was the one that was, like, trying to be, like, the serious one.
Which is an odd thought to me.
But The Rock, alright, in Central Intelligence, The Rock loves unicorns. He is always wearing a fanny pack. He's like the friendliest, most annoying person you could know, but it's hard to be mad at them for being so annoying because they're just so nice and friendly.
Yeah.
That's who The Rock plays. But he's also a CIA agent who just murders people.
And is like fucking 8 feet tall and 6 feet wide.
Yeah, so
all muscle.
The best way to describe his character is like one of the first scenes where you actually see The Rock. He's wearing a t-shirt with a unicorn on it and he has a fanny pack. And Kevin Hart doesn't know he's a CIA agent at this point. And he's just like, so you like unicorns? He's like, yeah, they're the best. Unicorns are awesome. Did you know they're the most lethal of all animals? Just like. Oh, but I really enjoyed that. I liked their chemistry together on set for that movie. So it makes me more interested in watching Jumanji than I was before. Because at the end, I'm just like, we're getting a sequel to a movie that most people forgot about, honestly. It's being remembered now recently because of Robin Williams. It's not a bad movie. I showed it to my kids and shit. It's still okay. But I probably wasn't going to go see Jumanji in theaters. I'm going to be honest. Like, it's not something I was excited about. The fact that those two were so awesome in Central Intelligence, I might, but probably not now that they changed release date to right after fucking 8. Yeah. And the problem here is, honestly, movie tickets are just too expensive.
Yeah.
Especially in
fucking December in the Christmas season and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm already going to have to be trying to get money together for Christmas. I'm going to see Star Wars. I'm going to drag my girlfriend along with me. Last night, for two tickets for 3D to see Doctor Strange, it was $31 after tax.
Yeah.
That's two movie tickets. I can't do that 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I fucking can't do that. I've got to save for Christmas. I've got to be a responsible fucking adult. And it sucks because if they could lower ticket prices, I would go to the movies enough to make up for the fact that they're not as expensive.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go to the movie theater, but rarely.
Like, if movie tickets were still like $6 a piece, I'd go to the movies like every week.
Yeah. I would go like multiple times a week.
Yeah.
I would try to see every fucking movie in the fucking theater. But I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, it is what it is. I feel like if they lowered ticket prices, they'd make so much more money.
Yeah.
And, like, don't even lower them down to $6. Like, make them fucking $8.
Yeah.
That's a good enough price where I could go, like, weekly at least, and they would, instead of, like, the last time I went to the theaters, I honestly can't remember the last thing I went to go see in the theaters.
Other than Doctor Strange last night.
Yeah, I mean other than Doctor Strange, because...
Probably whatever we last did theatrically, so...
Yeah, Blair Witch. And then before that was probably Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Pretty much, I see anymore, because movies are so expensive, I see what we do on the show theatrically, and then I see whatever Marvel's doing, and now Star Wars.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I even have to miss Marvel movies, because it's fucking expensive. I'm probably going to go see the next Thor movie, because I like the Hulk.
Because it's actually a Hulk movie in disguise.
Yeah. But, I guess that's it. That's all I got.
There's actually more to the Jumanji tweet, and it was something I wanted to touch on. It's actually kind of funny. You talk about Dwayne Johnson and his fanny packs in that movie. Yeah. This is apparently a running joke to him as well.
Yeah.
And he's apparently just the goofiest motherfucker outside of movies, too. So the full tweet from him regarding this was, I guess it's not a tweet, it's on his Instagram. Well, it starts off as, "Right down Dwanta Claus Lane. Excited to share this great news. Christmas of 2017 comes early for our Jumanji sequel. We were always slated to be released in summer 2017, but after months of shooting, editing our movie together, we realized we've got a big family franchise. It's full of Christmas wish fulfillment, fun and heart, yada, yada, yada. Like so many of us, it's my favorite time of year, and I love delivering holiday entertainment. From Moana this Thanksgiving to Rock the Troops this Christmas to Jumanji next Christmas, calling Rudolph now to get our sleigh and fanny packs." And then he hashtags it with Jumanji, Sony Pictures, "Here comes Dwanta Claus, Christmas 2017. Dwanta Claus. Maybe it's Dwanta Claus. I'm not real sure how to pronounce that. There's Dwanta.
Do you think that he want, like, so when he started as a wrestler, he was always credited as The Rock, and now he wants to be credited as Dwayne. It went to Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and now it's just Dwayne Johnson. Do you think he's going to change it again to Dwanta Claus? Like, it's like the artist formerly known as Prince?
I hope not.
I kind of hope so. I want him to change his public persona, like, naming every, like, 3 years. And just see what he can do next.
And be the P. Diddy of actors.
Yes.
Goodbye, phone.
I hate it. All right, so I do you got anything else this week?
I've got nothing else.
All right, I don't either, so... Go see Jaden Smith, The Sorcerer Supreme. Jumanji's going to make less money now.
If any.
Yeah. So, I guess, catch us Tuesday. We're going back into Nick Cage November, getting in your brains. Fucking Nick Cage November. This week we're doing Lord of War. So, you want to see what we have to say about Lord of War? Tuesday. It's going to be up in the feed. And in case you didn't know, Nick Cage November means that all November we're reviewing Nick Cage movies on our main podcast.
Yeah.
So check that shit out. Until next time, I'm Billy.
And I'm Cody.
This has been the Film Feed. News. And that's the way it was.